9:35 discussion about A-Rod. I, too, am more offended by his latest controversy than I even was about the steroids thing for some reason. And I don't know why.
Why don't you go ahead and package yourself?
I'm going to. At 9:35, I'm going to be right here by the station. I posted several things on GordonKeith.com today, which you can get to by going to theticket.com. It is store-bought print Friday, where you can see a picture of a print that someone bought at a store. So enjoy that. There's... What?
You're so cheap.
What? You can clearly see it.
You can see like half the picture. I have no idea what the what's
it obscured by.
The girl who's bending over a table.
What? That's not what's
I didn't even
really
notice that. Now, no, what's obstructing is just it's not a very well shot picture of the store bought print.
Yeah,
it cuts
I know.
Off the top of it.
Well, I'm trying to find a better picture of a store bought print.
I don't think you're going to find a much better picture of a store-bought print.
I didn't even know there was a store-bought print until you told me there was.
So enjoy. Enjoy GordonKeith.com today, which is just a free service that this show provides you, the P1. Okay, on GordonKeith.com today, there's a the first link is news station name prank. And I really wish we could play this audio on the air. But there's a few names on it that just sound so vulgar that I can't. And this happened on some local station, not local here, but some local morning broadcast in which they read community birthdays and community anniversaries. And they read little messages written to this person.
Why can't people handle it?
The ones that make it unreadable, there's a man with the last name of Hunt.
Mm.
The one that Craig always tries to shoehorn in.
Right. What's his first name?
His first name is Mike. And then there's also a couple celebrating their anniversary. The woman's name is Julie, and the man's name is Mike. They are the... Their last name is Hawk. So, his name makes it particularly hard to air the audio. But there's several really funny ones on there, and I don't know why. I mean, I am 58 years old, and this still cracks me up. The fake name thing. It's so cheap. It's so cheap.
And we've heard them all a million times.
Yes, and they still crack me up.
There are no new ones.
I don't know why, but they make me laugh.
One of the hardest we've ever laughed on a ticket road trip was at the Tampa airport when we got on the courtesy phone and were paging people like this.
I tried the fake accent to get Jacques Mihoff paged on the intercom, and she was wise to us.
Well, that's the thing on this show. Shouldn't the producer go over them and throw out all the obvious ones?
Yes, but they didn't. And these people wrote it out for like 3 minutes reading all these names. And you could tell the guy was a little halting, like he knew something was going on.
Well, of course, every guy's heard him.
But he didn't have the courage to pull the emergency brake on it and say, wait a second, we're abandoning this. All right, here, Giorgio, here's a few of the names if you'd like to read them. These were on the broadcast, which you can see on the link that we posted.
Did you hear the way he said the last anniversary?
What'd he say?
Well, the couple was Hugh and Martha, and their last name is Rection. And he first read it, huge. Huge is how he said the man's name first. Huge, and then he corrected it.
Nobody has the last name Rection.
Nobody has the first name Huge either, but that's how he said it.
All right, the first paragraph there, Giorgio, are the birthdays. So tell us who's celebrating birthdays. Yeah.
Lubricant. Oh,
yeah.
Lubricant. Okay. Gabe Asher. Well, Dixie Normus is having a birthday today.
That's his last name is what?
Normus. That's a she, I guess. Her first name's Dixie.
Yeah.
Dixie Normus.
Who?
Well, Emerson Biggins is having a birthday today.
So cheap.
Aren't we better than Emerson
Biggins.
You know what? I hadn't heard that one before. That's a new one.
And meanwhile, all these are being read during the birthday segments.
I'm not reading Craven. We've
Come
heard
on.
That one a zillion times.
What's his last name?
Moorhead.
Craven.
Well, Anita's having a birthday today.
Oh, really? Anita who?
Lay. next, a happy anniversary to Donna and Harry Melester.
Harry Melester.
You talked about
Harry Melester.
Lester.
Lester. Lester's the last name.
Mel is his middle name.
Is Mel his middle name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Harry Mel Lester.
Harry Mel Lester.
Yeah. That's so stupid.
Happy anniversary to Aster and Emma Royds.
Emma Royds. And they're all sitting there giggling, watching the TV.
Happy anniversary to Amy and Willie B. Hartigan.
That's funny. Why did they have to include his middle initial?
Bill is married to May, middle name Ann Nays.
Stupid.
Mayonnaise. Oh, Bill's got a wife, does he?
He does.
What's her first name?
May.
What's her middle name?
May Ann.
And then what's her last name?
Nays, mayonnaise. Well, to me, the star out of those has to be Emerson.
Yeah,
Emerson,
yeah.
Emerson Biggins. Oh, so dumb. Paula Abdul was punked. She's in the new Bruno movie, Sacha Baron Cohen's new movie. And she says she didn't even remember this until like 3 weeks ago. She gets a delivery at her office, I guess, that is, I guess, informing her that she's in the new Bruno movie, and maybe there was a screener in it or whatever. And she's like, I never did anything with Sacha Baron Cohen. What are you talking about? And then she remembered this very odd incident that occurred a while back. She went on a radio show and was talking about it. She says it was in the Hollywood Hills. So I get there, and it's this German crew. My publicist said I'd won Artist of the Year in Germany. And I was like, really? Okay, that's interesting. And this German television show wanted to interview her about getting Artist of the Year. I never signed a release, but I guess my publicist did. So I walk in there, and there was no furniture except for a chair. And I'm waiting and waiting, and this guy Bruno introduces himself and said, hi, and he said, here, have some food. And the food looked horrible. And I said, no, I'm fine. And he said, it's very, very good. I said, that's okay. I don't want to have it. So he has an awkward moment trying to force this gross food on her. Then he says, sorry, there's no furniture. And he snaps his fingers and says, gardeners. And these two Mexican guys come in, and they drop down to all fours. And I see him paying them like $10, and they drop down on all fours, and he says for me to sit on them because they didn't have any chairs. So he orders these Mexican gardeners to be sitting devices. I say, that's okay, I don't want to. He says, I'm sorry, and these gardeners, so on, they don't speak a word of English. So he makes her sit on these gardeners while they're doing this interview. And then as soon as she sits down on them, he kicks them. So offensive. So, after he kicks them a few times, I guess they fall down, and they all fall down on the floor, and she starts, like, get me out of here, this is not funny, this is crazy, so she leaves, and he tries to get her to change her clothes, though, before she leaves, which is very confusing. Finally, she leaves, she's driving to, trying to get out of there to go to a taping of American Idol, and he's running after her down the street, and they're filming this the whole time. So this is in the movie.
And this didn't dawn on her as being unusual, like maybe she was being filmed or punked or something?
I guess not.
She's so out of it. I saw her interview the other day, and she swears she's not on medication.
Yeah, on that 2020 thing or
yes.
Something. She says she's never taken, you know, for her neck or back, painkillers. It's just anti-inflammatories is all she's taking.
Right, but she's taking something, though, that's messing her up.
She claims, though, never any painkillers.
Y'all know that she claimed she had a broken neck?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Right. What about muscle relaxers? Has she ever said she
knows? No, she says nothing, just anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm. Right. And she claims when she, and they showed the clips of her just being wheels off, not only on the show, but interviews that she's done, and she claims it's because she's tired.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. Because she's tired, yeah, right.
Because she can't sleep at night because of her neck pain.
Speaking of neck pain and sleeping at night, I'm about to start doing something that I know that we've had talk about this before on the show. I don't think any of us followed through on it, and that's camping.
I've done it three times in the last month and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, see, Rich, you're the guy I need to talk to because I need advice because I'm going to go out today and I'm going to buy a bunch of camping gear and I'm going to get lanterns and all that kind of stuff. And a P1 emailed me like 4 years ago and he's all into the equipment of camping. Mm-hmm. And he told me the most kick-ass best lantern ever, and I can't remember the
Coleman.
Name of it. No, it was different than that. Coleman's very common.
I got the Coleman. It's great.
Not Green Lantern chair.
I'm over-geared for camping, though.
Are you?
Yeah,
you have the stove
I think so.
And...
Oh, yeah.
You have the portable shower?
No.
The portable toilet?
No.
A big old tent?
It's called the woods.
You have a big old tent?
Absolutely.
How many person?
I think allegedly 6 or 7. I would hate to have that many people in it.
Do you sleep on a cot or just a sleeping bag on the ground?
Air mattress.
Air mattress?
Yes.
So what brand of air mattress do I go with?
I believe one of mine, I think, is a Coleman. I don't know what the other one is.
High-tech sleeping bag?
I think it's just the off-brand from Academy Sports.
So is there one thing in camping equipment that I wouldn't normally think of that I really need that I wouldn't realize until I got out there?
Condom.
That's weird.
You wouldn't normally think of that.
No?
Don't know that you necessarily need it. Mm.
But if I just get some lanterns and a cot, and of course the tent, I mean, what else do I need?
The stove is a really good idea because cooking over an open fire is a beating.
You got the double burner?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just stay at home if you're sleeping on a mattress and cooking on a stove?
Yeah, you have a stove at home?
What's the point of camping?
It's great. It is so fun. You get out and relax in the wilderness.
Giving thumbs down.
You wake up with the biggest shoulder and neck pain
in
your
life. Not at all. Not at all.
If you survive.
Yeah, if you don't get eaten by a bear or something.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I love it, man. Like I said, 3 times in about 7 weeks I've gone camping. It's
three
so great.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
Went to Lake Murray up in Oklahoma last weekend.
Went
to Lake Mineral Wells 2 weeks ago, which is really a beautiful place.
All right, the other thing
And
I
Lake
feared,
Whitney
though.
Down around Hillsboro back mm-hmm. for
Love
spring
Lake
break
Whitney.
For the kids. Dude, that place is beautiful.
So what I hear. You're not worried about the Zodiac out there or something?
The fire ant?
Well, yeah, I guess serial killers and fire ants are my two major concerns.
I'm not really worried about the serial killers as much as the fire ants, but that's why we put a tarp down under the tent last week, and we were fine.
Yeah, the tarp that goes under it, right?
You don't have to, but the last 2 times I've had rain or I've had fire ants, so we went with the tarp under it.
Okay, well, I refuse to take any tarp money from anyone, but... You're not fearful of someone breaking in the tent. There's no security. You're just out there on your own. How can you ever sleep when you know that the doors aren't locked?
I don't know. I felt very safe and secure at it. I mean, you know, all the other people have the same thing as you do, the same fears, I guess, but man, it doesn't bother me.
Should I carry a pistol?
I wouldn't recommend it necessarily.
I just haven't gone camping in years. I just don't know if it's changed. I don't know if it's gotten more violent.
Man, you know, and you can do some good drinking while you're out camping.
Well, that's not the point. I want to go out there to commune with the Lord.
You
Since
can do
he
that,
hear
too.
My prayers in the city. I want to try a little bit outside the city.
I'm going to have to go soon. My dad is a big camper, and he goes a couple times a year out to Big Bend. He just got back.
Mm-hmm.
And
he camps by himself?
No, he goes with a buddy of his. And he's been trying to get he's been trying to get me and my brother-in-law and my nephew, so the four of us are going to go in the fall. So that'll be my first camping trip since 8th grade graduation when I camped at Circle K Ranch in Colorado. We went camping overnight.
I love it. I love cooking outdoors and the challenge of camp cooking.
As soon as I fire up the stove, though, I know that some big old bear is going to show up.
No, he's not.
With a bib around his neck and utensils.
What about...
Feel the poop.
Yeah, what about that?
If you camp at a place like a state park or a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers park, they have bathrooms that have showers.
Well, that's not camping.
Right, stay at home.
No.
Yeah, I got a nice shower at home, too.
That way, you know what? My wife goes camping as long as we stay someplace with a bathroom and a shower. She doesn't care. She's fine then.
So you get like a queen-size air mattress?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Hey, we're seriously considering the pop-up camper.
It's getting closer and closer to being a hotel room.
Okay, it's right. Not, though. It's still the outdoors. It's still roughing it.
See, I'd feel better in the pop-up camper because that has locked doors, right?
Yeah, of course, it has canvas sides.
You can never get through that
knife
canvas.
Can go right through it into your heart.
Whoa.
Why do you fear the Zodiac so much?
Because I just...
He's dead.
I've been reading about the Zodiac because that woman came out and said her father was the Zodiac. And that's what he would do. He would just show up. Same with Son of Sam. You know, these weren't like sexual serial killers.
Right.
They just showed up and blew you away.
Yeah, I did see that movie Zodiac.
Yeah.
And he did just show up on some people who were picnicking or camping.
Yeah, picnicking out in a park.
Yeah.
You know, out in like a state park.
But why would he be targeting you?
They were just sitting there, that couple. Remember that movie?
Yes.
The couple's just sitting there by the lakeside, and they're talking and everything, and all of a sudden they kind of hear a twig crack, and they look back behind them, and there's a guy in a black mask just holding a gun pointed right at them.
I think we need to have a Muser's camping trip.
You're crazy.
Do a broadcast for a couple days.
That would be great. P1s would love it. Muser camp out.
Absolutely.
All right, join us on Monday for the Muser camp out.
Yeah. Join Rich and Gordo.
All right, Gordo, thank
great,
you.
Sure.
That is the ODEC 9:33 on Sports Radio.